Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Now, women are putting off fertility treatment as they await details of government-funded treatment, according to a new survey from Irish fertility clinic Sims IVF. 90% of those surveyed expressed concern about potential age limits for publicly funded treatment, whether there'll be a limit on the number of IVF cycles funded, and what criteria will have to be met to access treatment. The government announced funding of €10 million for publicly funded IVF in Budget 2023, but details of the plan have yet to be revealed. For more, I'm joined by Catriona Fitzpatrick, Chairwoman of the National Infertility Support and Information Group. Catriona, you're very welcome to the programme. Good evening.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on.
And tell us a little bit more about the survey and the concerns of patients or potential patients highlighted here.
Yeah, this was a very broad survey conducted by Sims IVF. They surveyed over 1,000 people. And the results that came back, while not surprising, are very concerning. And they mirror a lot of the concerns that we are hearing from people as well. So 96% of respondents were concerned about access to IVF treatment. Where was it going to be? What clinics will be involved in the public funding? Is it going to be nationwide, etc.? 85% were concerned about how many cycles of IVF would be covered under the public funding. 83% were concerned about age limits. And further down the line, 53% were concerned about possible restrictions around BMI, which is something that actually does happen in the UK.
Body mass index, you mean?
Exactly, yeah, the body mass index. Yeah, some places in the UK do have restrictions around that. Other concerns are related around age, etc. as well. And we are getting a lot of queries from people in at the moment related to this. And a lot of it is triggered by the cost of living crisis. People are finding it very difficult to save, you know, thousands of euros for fertility treatment at the moment.
And it's costly, obviously, not to mention the mental cost, I suppose, involved for people going through what can be difficult for many. So this waiting to find out what might be available, what's that doing to people in your experience?
We have gotten a surge of emails from people who are really concerned about, you know, they're sitting down, listening to the show tonight with a pen and paper saying, can I save between 4,500 and 6,000 euros to go for my treatment? Or do I take a chance and wait and see what happens in September? The only advice we can give to people is go back to your GP, go back to your medical professional and take their advice. We can't say to them, here's what we think is going to happen. Here's how the consultation is going. Here's the information we have at the moment, because we have nothing. And it's unfortunate that we're 7 months on from having a really positive announcement that we strongly welcomed, that finally Ireland is going to come in line with pretty much every other European country and provide public funding for IVF treatment. But at the moment, we can't give patients or people who are thinking of going down this road due to no fault of their own. I mean, infertility is defined by the WHO as a medical issue, and one that every other country in Europe manages to, you know, fund publicly. I mean, when we were ranked against 43 other countries last year for our fertility policy, we came 40 out of 43. So practically every other country that we would look at on the map has a better fertility policy than we do in place at the moment.
The survey indicates that some couples may delay IVF treatment, waiting in hope of this publicly funded treatment. But time is of the essence. They maybe don't have that time to wait here.
When it comes to fertility treatment, time is absolutely crucial. I'm not a medical professional, but anyone will tell you that when you're looking at fertility, your medical professional will get you to act immediately. Therefore, it's really awful that people are having to make a decision as to whether they would take a chance on something as crucial as starting a family or look about taking a loan out. And I mean, lots of people come to us who are in the process of taking out loans, maybe selling one of their cars, you know, asking a family member for help. And the HSE, their statistic is that 1 in 6 heterosexual couples will experience infertility. And that's a really narrow prism to look at that through. So this affects thousands of people in Ireland every year. It's not a small cohort of people. So we really need to fill this vacuum that's out there at the moment with information from the HSE in relation to what's going to happen in September, what's it going to look like, who can start thinking about applying, We really need that information to get out there to people soon.
And as you said, you need to fill the vacuum. I certainly don't want to add to any confusion, but you mentioned how body mass index might be an issue, I think you said, in the UK. When we talk about age limits and 83% of respondents concerned about whether age limits would apply, do we know how they do in the UK or in other countries?
Yeah, I mean, actually, the UK has a system where it depends on where you live. So some parts of the UK, BMI, body mass index, actually can be applied and others can't. Like, there's a quite a wide variance throughout Europe. And what we would like to see at the moment is the HSE talking to the private clinics here and saying, you know, what's the average age of the person in Ireland accessing this treatment? Like, we don't have that information in the public system because you can't get treatment in the public system. We want to know, are the HSE talking to Belgium? That's one of the gold standards. They have a really generous system there. And I mean, it does vary throughout Europe. But what we need is for the HSE to start talking to people like ourselves and the other advocacy groups that are out there, like Equality for Children, LGBT Ireland, and the Independent Living Movement, all who have members who are, you know, looking at fertility treatment and getting the information that says, you know, what is the average age? What is, you know, who was the average number of cycles? And consult with us and let's all together put together the best scheme that we can for September, and that can be expanded after that.
I'm reading here, Catriona, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, told The Dáil last month his officials still finalising rules on eligibility for the scheme, but was unable to provide details of the criteria that might apply yet. For those people still waiting out there and wondering and hoping, obviously, what advice would you give them, those who might be putting off treatment, waiting for this public scheme, or is it all individual? Do they need to speak to their own medical professional about that?
That's really the best advice we can give anyone, is to speak to their own medical professional, because, you know, the talk of criteria and eligibility, they're the details we really want Stephen Donnelly to ask his officials to consult with people like ourselves on, to really dig into that. But until that happens, and it hasn't happened as of yet, all they can do is take their medical professional's advice. But like, we really are hoping that that will happen soon. September is a few short months away, and this work needs to get underway as soon as possible.
Catriona, thank you very much for joining me this evening. Catriona Fitzpatrick of the National Infertility Support and Information Group. And as she said, if you have concerns specifically, do contact your own GP or medical professional. More to come on Drive Time, including the new Minecraft game launch.